A crime wave has hit Los Angeles. It involves thefts, home invasions, even smugglings. But the burglars aren't after money or jewels. They are stealing small dogs. Here's NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Little dogs are more popular than ever in the United States. This year, for the first time, the Noble Golden Retriever has been knocked from the top two spot on the American Kennel Club's most popular list. His replacement? The tiny Yorkshire Terrier, a little dog that fetches a disproportionately huge price, sometimes more than $2,500. Tina Rowe knows exactly how popular little dogs have become. She and her husband Paul own Puppy Love, a pet store in the La Mirada suburb of Los Angeles that specializes in pocket-sized dogs. In a playpen at the front of the store, a white Maltese with floppy, pink-tinted ears and a lively Yorkie greet visitors as soon as they open the door. The Rose became national news this month when Puppy Love was robbed, twice in 2 weeks. The thief got away with over two dozen dogs, worth more than $30,000 total. Police caught the thief this week, but so far only three dogs have been returned. As iron workers put new security gates on the front of her store, Tina Rowe shares her theory about why these dogs were nabbed.
What I personally think is they're just so expensive. They're over $1,000, and most people cannot afford it, and they want it so bad, I guess. That's why they're doing it.
And they're doing it more and more often, not only in Los Angeles, although some of the most brazen examples occur here. In February, a family in Koreatown suffered a home invasion after they placed a for sale ad for the Yorkie puppies they'd bred. After first posing as prospective buyers, two young men returned to the home, and as the apartment's security tape shows, one man forced the family to crouch at gunpoint while his partner chased four frisky Yorkies around the living room. He stuffed the puppies into a plastic garbage bag and fled. Thanks to that security tape, Los Angeles detective Luis Corona was able to reunite the puppies with their owners in a few days. Yesterday afternoon, he had the satisfaction of delivering this news about the dog napper.
One of the suspects pled guilty. He went to state prison for 8 years because he used a weapon.
Small dogs like the Koreatown Yorkies and Tina Rowe's teacup-sized Shih Tzus, Maltese, and Pomeranians are a hot commodity. That's partly because they're trendy, think Paris Hilton and her Chihuahua Tinkerbell, and partly because they're ultra-portable. Captain Aaron Reyes of the Southeast Area Animal Control Authority says little dog lust increasingly is driving people to take shortcuts they shouldn't, like buying smuggled dogs from Mexico to save money.
Sadly, they'll end up buying these puppies in a parking lot and, you know, meeting someone paying cash, and once these brokers, these sellers, you know, open the door to their car and you see those cute little brown eyes, it just melts your heart, and you shell out the cash, you know, without even thinking twice.
Pomeranian.
Tiny purebreeds are a top item on many holiday wish lists this year. The challenge might be buying a dog that's legally cleared for sale and holding on to it. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Oh my God.